Everyone here, you will be given the opportunity to address the commission on whatever issue it is you're here for. While we're not a court of law, we do have rules and regulations, and one of the things is we like for everyone to come up to the podium because we're taking a verbatim. Reason for that is that most of our decisions are appealable directly to the circuit court, and the judges like to have a good record, and we provide that for the judge. We will be breaking right at noon today for lunch and coming back 12:45. And there are no restaurants in the building, but there's several in the area. So some of our folks can help you. Those of you that are later on the agenda will be able to find those. I'd like to ask Mr. Garrison to give the invocation and then join us in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
May we pray. Dear God, we thank you for the opportunity to meet today to discuss the habitat and fish issues of our Commonwealth. Our prayers today are for our legislature and our governor. Their issues are many: transportation, education, health care, the Chesapeake and its tributaries, and many others. Dear Lord, give them the strength and the courage to decide these issues in a nonpartisan, friendly way for the betterment of all Virginians. We all know that an increase in funding is not the total answer. Help our leaders to look to the state agencies for guidance and directions in making their decisions. Let us be aware that you are there to help us, and that you'll always be with us. We can always depend on you. Regardless of where we fall, you will pick us up to start anew, a new life, a new day, a new beginning. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all. Thank you. We'd like to swear in staff members and representatives from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science who will or may be testifying today. You swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you God. Thank you. Members of the commission, you have the agenda before you. Are there any changes?
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Garrison,
I'd like to amend the agenda. If at 1:00 we take up the oyster issue,
all right
after lunch.
What item? What number is that? Okay, item 16.
Item 16.
Okay. Any other changes from the commission members? Any staff changes, Mr. Travelstead?
What item, Jack?
Item 18, continue to next month. They've almost got a resolution between the parties. Mr. Grab?
We received a call from the principals from Governor's Edge. They'd like to be moved up.
Are they here? Which number is it?
Eight.
Number eight. Is there a compelling reason for that? Is Water's Edge Association present? Is there a reason you want to be
Our attorney, Mr. Harris, is representing us, and he has an appointment today, so we were hoping that we could be here early.
All right, thank you very much. I'll put that to the commission. We do have the Boy Scouts of America and a couple others that were actually carried over, so I think we're kind of have to take those first. And because of our past policy on that. But I'll put the any other changes to the agenda? All right. You've heard the amendments by staff and Mr. Garrison, and you've heard the request from the Water's Edge Homes Association. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve as amended by staff.
Mr. Garrison's request.
And Mr. Garrison's request.
Right. How about the other one?
No on that.
All right. The motion is to accept the amendments without the moving water's edge up. Is there a second to the motion?
A second.
Second by Mr. Garrison. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. I'm sorry, ma'am, but we'll try to move this. Nobody likes to move this agenda any faster than I do. Thank you. You've had the minutes of the previous meeting distributed. What's your pleasure?
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I have one amendment on the minutes. I think it said that the horseshoe crab allowance would be increased to 5,000 pounds per trip. It was actually 5,000 individual crabs.
Okay.
So if we can just make that one
edit. All right. Any other corrections? Okay. What's the pleasure of the commission with the amendment?
Move for approval as amended.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. All right, Mr. Grab, those page two items, projects over $50,000 with no objections and with your recommendation for approval.
Mr. Pruitt, members of the commission, good morning. We have nine page two items to present to you. As the agenda indicates, these are those projects in excess of $50,000, which have been subjected to a public interest review for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. Very briefly to summarize, East Tennessee Natural Gas is requesting authorization to install 30.5 miles of submerged and or buried 20-inch diameter gas pipeline beneath 10 jurisdictional streams as part of the Jewel Ridge lateral project. This is in Tazewell and Smith counties. We're recommending approval with our standard in-stream permit conditions and special conditions as follows. One, that the Indian Creek crossing be completed using the jack and bore method. Two, all remaining stream crossings be completed in the dry using the dam and pump or dry flume crossing method. Three, that the Clinch River equipment bridge be removed upon completion of the stream crossing, whereas all remaining temporary work bridges shall be removed as soon as practical upon completion of the construction. And four, that the updated mussel surveys and in-stream constructions, as well as time of year restrictions outlined by DGIF in their January 10, 2006 letter, be followed. In this case, we're recommending approval with the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $1,296. For the encroachment under those jurisdictional streams, and that would be at a rate of $3 per linear foot. 2B Glebe Hill Associates is requesting a modification which would allow for the construction of a 100 foot by 30 foot clear span bridge in lieu of the 90 by 28 foot structure that they previously got permitted over Crump Creek for access to a residential subdivision. This is in Hanover County. In this case, we're recommending an encroachment royalty of $100, and that's strictly for the additional encroachment that the modification has over state-owned bottom, and that would be at a rate of $2 per square foot. 2C, Richmond Department of Public Utilities is requesting a three-year extension and modification to their permit to install a 36-inch water main beneath 857 feet of the James River within the city. This modification requests authorization also to perform maintenance as necessary on the line. Again, we're recommending approval contingent on a February through June time-of-year restriction for anadromous fish species. 2D Cove Point Condominiums is requesting to remove authorization to remove an existing tending pier and boat lifts and to install approximately 1,669 linear feet of fiberglass bulkhead that will vary from distances of 2 to 6 feet channelward of mean low water at the condominium property on Little Neck Creek in Virginia Beach. The bulkhead, replacement bulkhead, once constructed, will be backfilled with concrete to provide structural support and further loss of material under the condominiums themselves. Upon completion of the bulkhead, they will then reinstall or reconstruct new 4-foot by 32-foot long tending piers as well as boat lifts in the original slips. We are recommending, in this case, an annual royalty in the amount of $4,025 for the filling of 7,300 square feet of state-owned bottom in conjunction with the bulkhead replacement. at $3 a square foot, and for the additional encroachment of 12,237 square feet of the piers, finger piers, and bold outline at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. 2E, Henry County Public Service Authority is requesting authorization to revise an existing permit to allow the construction of two aerial steel-encased PVC sewer lines over Blackberry Creek. The two crossings will span 110 feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom and vary in height from 24 to 36 inches above ordinary high water. 2F, Titan America, Roanoke Cement, is requesting authorization to maintenance dredge 4,615 cubic yards of material, as well as dredge an additional 3,707 cubic yards to increase project depths from 32 to 37 feet below mean low water and install two 27-pile cluster dolphins at their facility on the southern branch of Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. In this case, all of the dredge material will be transported to and disposed within the Craney Island Rehandling Basin. We are recommending approval with the inclusion of our standard dredging conditions, i.e. a pre-dredge conference and a post-dredge certified bathymetric survey. And in this case, the assessment of royalty in the amount of $1,668.15, and that would be for the new dredging at a rate of 45 cents per square foot, and $314 for the encroachment of the piling cluster dolphins over 157 square feet at $2 a square foot. 2G Thurston Properties LLC is requesting authorization to remove the landward 172 feet of an existing pier and slips and construct a new replacement pier with the same number of slips in the same location at their facility on Urbana Creek in the town of Urbana. In this case, we are recommending approval with the assessment of a one-time royalty of $11,524 for the encroachment of the pier and slips on 11,524 square feet, and this would be at the rate of $1 a square foot. In this case, this is being treated in the rate that was assessed because it's under the public use marina. However, we'd request that the commission put a condition in the permit that says should this property convert to a private use marina or dock amenity in the future, that the royalty would need to be recalculated. 2-8, Giles County is requesting authorization to replace an existing single-lane metal truss bridge over routes over Wolf Creek, which is the Route 724 bridge in Narrows, with a 25-foot wide two-lane structure. We are recommending approval in this case with our standard in-stream construction conditions. And finally, 2I Harbor View LP is requesting authorization to construct an 8-foot by 340-foot open pile community use pier, including a 10-foot by 48-foot T-head and a 12 by 16-foot floating pier with gangway ramp at their property at the intersection of River Park Drive and North James Road. We are recommending approval. However, the Health Department has requested in their comments the incorporation of a condition in our permit that would state that a sign at the shoreward end of the pier should be imposed stating the intended use of the pier is for temporary mooring only. No overnight mooring of vessels shall be permitted. This is in keeping with their approval of the marina sanitary rules and regulations for that facility. We are recommending, since this is a community pier, a royalty in the amount of $3,768, and that would be for the encroachment over 2,512 square feet at the rate of $1.50 per square foot. With that, I'd be happy, or members of my staff, to try to answer any questions you might have.
Bob, on 2F, you said per cubic per square foot, but in the briefing it says per cubic yard, which is correct?
For which rate? The dredging is at a cubic yard.
Okay, that's all I want to know. Thank you. Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Fox and then Mr. Garrison.
Mr. Grab, on the 2D, help me with the math. You have an annual royalty of $4,000 for 7,000 square feet at $3, which gives you $21,000. How do you get from $21,000 to $4,000?
Well, that would be an annual. If you took the one-time royalty...
So $21,000 is a one-time royalty?
Yes.
Okay.
In keeping with the commission's adopted regulation for revised rent schedule, if it's greater than $5,000, one can assume or assess a royalty of one-tenth of the amount. So in order to get to the total figures, you'd have to add $21,900 and the $18,355 and take one-tenth of that. But
okay. But that's forever and ever, not just for 10 years.
Yes. The annual royalty is one-tenth, as if one were amortizing it over a 10-year period. However, it's in perpetuity. It's not a...
Doesn't stop at the end of 10.
That's correct.
Okay.
We've had one applicant, and we are, in keeping with the discussions with HMAC, we are, where possible, recommending an annual royalty. We have, however, one applicant. Which one was it, Chip? 2G, that they had specifically requested a one-time as opposed to an annual. We're recommending a one-time because that was their request. We would be amenable to a one-time if, you know, someone said they had a reason for it. But if it's six of one, half dozen the other, we're going to recommend an annual.
Okay.
Mr. Garrison.
On 2G, this would have to be a request on the last sentence. This would have to be a request from the owner to go from public to private.
Yes, I mean, the commission in permitting it is not permitting it as a dominium. And, in fact, they've advised that it's going to be a public-use marina. We're the rate for a private-use dominium under the commission schedule is slightly higher. We're merely saying that we'd request that you put in the permit document under the assumption that if it was ever transferred to someone else, that, in fact, the document would say, you know, if you get approval for a dominium, a conversion, you'd have a different rate assessed. And in this case, it would be the difference between the private use and the public use rates that are in your schedule. All of you have a copy in the gray booklet in front of you of the revised schedule that was adopted and effective December 1st.
Any other questions on page two items from the commission? Anyone in the audience, pro or con, on the page two items you just heard Mr. Graff present? Let the record show there's no comments from the public on the page two items, the matters before the commission. Mr. Chair.
Move to approve page two items.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. Any further discussion? Mr. Robin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll respectfully ask that we take item 2A and 2H so that I can recuse myself on 2I.
Okay.
We could take 2I separately, please.
All right. Okay. Everybody agrees to that, so we'll vote on those first.
Thank you.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? All right. On the Mr. Robin.
If somebody would separately move for approval of item 2I.
Okay. Mr. Schick?
Move so.
All right. Second to that. Mr. Holland? Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Carried. All right. We're going to... We will need an executive session, but our closed session rather, but not at the moment. I'd like to get some of these cases moving first. Item 4, Boy Scouts of America. Chip.
In the issue of time, we presented this last month, and the commission continued it to this meeting to provide the applicant and to work with our staff here in an opportunity to explore alternative designs. We did meet. I can go through the PowerPoint, or I can just kind of explain where it stands right now. I do know that the applicants have a PowerPoint that they'd like to present that would show additional pictures. It's up to y'all.
We've been through this before last month, and I don't see any reason to rehearse it again. Let's commission a question.
Okay.
All right. So
essentially, we met back on January 11th. The applicants have agreed to they've reevaluated their needs for the length, and they've reduced the length from 1,100.